Show.
Are you?
On Q105.
You better be. Here it is. It's Q105, home of Operation Toy Drive, which is happening week from Friday at Churchill's. Get all the information at Q1055.com. Increasing clouds, breezy today, high near 50. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and 37. It's 40 right now at the Cumulus Compound. Now, some clouds and 40 on Turkey Day. So there you go. So if all you're traveling,
You
want to beat the traffic, you want to leave now. It's 7:12 here at the Cumulus Compound, Q105. Play along with your texts on the First Insurance Group text line or call us, 419-240-1055. Apparently, nobody's called up for those Lady Rocket tickets. I just said call up and ask for them.
It's a slow. That's all
you don't
right.
want me to have them do it now?
No, it's fine. Whenever. After. All right. Yeah, I mean, probably as more people wake up.
All right, so that's Taylor Swift right there. Let me tell you something. Her new reputation, the CD there. It's her fifth number one. Cruised to her fifth number one on the Billboard 200. Reputation sold 1.24 million copies in its first week.
Wow.
And all of that is traditional sales because she did not make it available for streaming. Had she done that, oh my. Reputation outsold the other 199 albums on the chart. Combined.
That's insane.
Wow. The rest of the charts accounts for a total of just 723,000 copies of album sales. She alone and her one got 1.24 million copies of Reputation. You know what number two is? The Thrill of It All by Sam Smith sold 66,000 copies. Yeah.
She is on fire.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that just absolutely crazy? All right. Yeah, you know, a lot of people this time of the year, sometimes they have challenges and struggles in their lives. Well, let me give you a little pick-me-up. For those of you that are into Christmas decorating, psychology experts say, if you want to be happy and you need a boost, put your Christmas decorations up immediately.
I'm trying.
Really?
Hmm. Yep. People who break out the tinsel, the tree, the lights, you may be in touch with your inner child and be more nostalgic.
Yeah, true.
Takes you back. By the way, I ran into Duke.
Yeah.
Duke Wheeler.
Well, it fires up this weekend, yeah.
Friday.
Yeah.
Good Friday.
Yeah.
Fires up the tree farm.
Right.
Out there in White House. Anyway, yeah, I ran into him at the Living Appliance Center, which, by the way, I'm going to be there Friday morning from 8 until 10.
Can't wait.
Nice.
Yeah, that place is awesome. So you put up the tree. Putting up decorations early takes you back to a time before the stresses of adult life. You go back to your childhood when... It's so funny because my kids, you know, teenagers, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, this is so hard and stress and blah, blah, blah. And I just crack up. I'm like, you got no idea. You have no idea. This is the best time of your life. You just don't know it.
Right. That's why Dan caved in and he turned on the lights on the big tree outside.
Did you guys turn on your lights
early? He just did it for walking the dog. He's I can't handle it.
No,
I can't wait.
How
it's killing
it
me. It looks really nice.
Well, you should have taken a picture and sent it to us. Why wouldn't you want to share the joy with us?
Not till after Thanksgiving.
I think we've lost you.
We can't put
Previous research also shows that decorating the outside of your house makes you seem more friendly to your neighbors.
True. Yeah.
So if you had your lights on, you'd have been friendly.
I don't want that.
So there you go.
I don't want them to think I like
you
people.
Don't want that?
Nope. My friends and my couple, you know, neighbors around me, and then that's about it.
I got the gutter guards on last year, and it's harder to put the lights up on the eaves now. We ain't doing it.
Aww.
We do a little bit on the inside of the house, but the outside of the house.
You got nothing on the outside?
Well, I don't know. I have not.
Don't you
I'm waiting.
Those icicle things?
How about an inflatable?
Those are lights. Yeah,
those are lights.
No, the little icicle lights.
Yeah, you know.
Where they go across and they, you know, because we're old school, but it's, and we're lazy. And that's what I mean by old school, lazy. Those are easiest. But they're hard to clip on there now that I got the gutter guards on there. So we didn't do it last year. I don't know. I'm waiting for my instructions.
Okay.
Let us just get through the Thanksgiving feast.
Sure.
Of 20 people going to be over at the house.
Sure.
You know.
Okay.
Anyway, there you go. All right. What did I say I had? How do your Thanksgiving preferences compare to everybody else's?
No. Oh.
Don't care. I'm cooking.
Do you want tickets?
Somebody's calling for the tickets.
Yes.
Randy Rocks, put them on hold. They're going to hold through the break. We'll give you free tickets. And they can even have a four-pack if they want because Denny's in a good mood because today is really like our Friday.
It is.
As a matter of fact, Kirk's going to be on with us in the 8 o'clock hour with the movies. And but I'm not going to be here to bark at you. So, dude, come on.
It'll be pretty relaxed for you.
What time do you have to be here tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm still going to get here at 5 just in case. Well, actually, I probably should get here a little earlier because I have to do Susie's gig. So
yeah, but you're paid handsomely. Just keep telling yourself that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Paul. I really appreciate it.
No, we do appreciate you, Paul.
Yes, Paul, we do.
We'll be thinking of you tomorrow while we're sleeping.
I would have been, I know.
5 a.m. when I get up to pee and go back to bed, I'll be thinking of you.
I would have been fine if it, because originally it was all four of us are going to be off. I'm like, oh,
right.
that's
yeah,
okay.
Well, we didn't know.
And I rewired my brain, so.
Yeah, my bad. Well, unwire it.
It
cannot be unwired. Has the launch code been activated and there's no stopping it?
Not that one.
Can that happen? Does that work?
Yeah, it can. Okay. All right. Not sure if there's a right or wrong when it comes to foods and overeating during Thanksgiving, but here you go. Thanksgiving preferences. Compare yours to these. A new survey asked people for their preferences between Thanksgiving foods. Here's the results. See how your family compares with everybody else's. Between turkey and ham, 77% of people prefer turkey.
Sure.
Well, it's Thanksgiving.
71% say dry turkey is worse than under-seasoned turkey.
Yep.
Yeah, because you can always salt the crap out of it.
Right. Sure.
And by the way, if I ask for the salt, just give me the salt, not the pepper. Pepper alone.
It's etiquette. You're getting both.
Pepper could be sleeping.
Pepper is assumed.
Mashed potatoes are stuffing.
Yeah.
This one surprised me. 61% prefer mashed potatoes over stuffing.
Yeah. So you can get mashed potatoes like anytime. Stuffing's like special for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Special. Mashed potatoes are just the badass. Yep. Yep. They just are. If they're done right, there is nothing better than good mashed potatoes. Sometimes I don't even want mashed potatoes with gravy. Sometimes I want mashed potatoes as long as they're hot. Throw a little dollop of butter in there, some sour cream, some chives.
Do you need a moment?
Yeah.
Hold on.
And then, and then I'll slap some stuffing on there, throw some gravy on it. You put gravy on your stuffing?
Absolutely. Stuffing?
Gravy is the centerpiece of the meal. Are you kidding? Yes.
Is it really?
Oh, absolutely.
I put it on the turkey, especially if it's dry. Susan? Yeah?
No.
You don't do that?
What?
No gravy on my stuffing.
What? No? Or your turkey?
I'm not a fan of gravy.
All right, so these people are on hold for the Lady Rockets tickets.
They're holding for
Lady Rockets. Stuffing in the bird or outside the bird?
In the bird.
Hello?
Yeah, it's got to be in
both.
Bird.
Yeah, both.
Okay. Yeah, you got to do both because you won't have enough.
Right.
Homemade cranberry sauce or canned stuff?
I don't care.
68% prefer homemade.
Yeah.
Homemade.
I like homemade.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Whatever Bob Evans is bringing us, that's what we're going to have.
Oh, they make great meatloaf, too, by the way. Go ahead.
We're not having meatloaf for their meal.
I know, but we had that last night from Bob's.
We got a giant turkey breast and a ham breast.
What about lasagna?
Wait a minute. Lasagna.
Yeah. There's no damn lasagna. That's not Thanksgiving. That's wrong. Stop doing it.
No, it's just pasta and sausage and sauce.
Whatever, but no lasagna.
No lasagna, but spaghetti, for sure.
You know, celebrate your damn heritage some other time, you Italians.
Hey, it's a melting pot, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys
I'm
got
sure
issues.
Some Italians killed Native Americans as well.
Well, then it's okay, then.
Wow.
Then it's okay.
That took a turn.
Right.
For the best extra side dish, 45% say mac and cheese.
Oh.
Ooh,
21% went with green bean casserole.
Check.
Yep, sure.
Yeah, not me. That's
not
the best
me.
One.
We never
me.
Do the green
that's
bean
my
casserole.
Oh, that's the
that's
best.
Like the easiest. Yeah.
21% went with sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. This time of year, aren't they called yams?
Yeah.
Yams. That's like a sophisticated hoodie. Did you bring the yams? We have the baked yams.
And do you
the
put marshmallows
yams?
On?
Of course.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And for the pie, apple is the most popular at 39%. Pumpkin's at 37%.
See, that's weird because I thought pumpkin was the Thanksgiving pie.
And it's pecan, too, by the way. It's not pecan, okay? You sound like you're from the South and you got two teeth.
You say
pecan. It's pecan pie. Pecan. 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 Not pecans. It's pecan. Pecan
July.
Pie. Pecans.
You're lofty.
They're pecans.
Pecans.
Yeah, I can't deal with you people. 17%. And cherry pie's fourth at 7%.
Hmm. There you go.
That's cool.
Stack up your preferences. All right, coming up, I don't know what we got. Oh, we got the hot Thanksgiving song coming your way that you're absolutely going to love, or maybe not. I don't really, you know, it's not really good. But it is. It's countdown to Thanksgiving.
It's Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. You only need suffer two more soul-sucking days at that blighted curse of a job, and only one day if you plan on slacking off tomorrow by carrying around a random piece of paper like it's something important, only you're using it as an excuse to visit coworkers and gossip. So take heart, American worker, and I use that term loosely. There's only two more days until the glory that is the 4-day weekend.
Oh, yeah. Denny Schaefer for Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo, number five. My favorite Mexican restaurant for so many reasons. First off, we've been going there for almost 3 years now. Never had a bad meal. How many times can you say that about a restaurant you frequent where you never have a bad meal? Well, that's the way it is at Cinco. And you never get tired of their menu. Their menu is huge. I got like four or five things that I rotate through, you know, that I really, really like. And then every now and then I'm like, all right, I'm going to get crazy. I'm going to order something I've never ordered before. And again, always a great meal, and I'm never disappointed. So when you're out and about shopping and doing all your Thanksgiving stuff, why not stop in at Cinco? They open at 11 and have lunch. They'll get you in. They get you out. They always have great specials. And if you're so inclined, it's the best frozen margarita in Toledo by far. You know how many times you get a frozen margarita? It tastes like real limey and lemony and just crappy. Oh, that doesn't happen at Cinco. Now, there's two locations and a third that's going to be opening soon. More on that later. The one that we go to, the Schaefer's, Alexis Road, just east of Telegraph. That's our home base. And then they have the one over on Central Avenue, which that may be the place we're going to be on Friday. I don't know. I got to work it out here because we're having a little show luncheon. Anyway, and they're over there. And it's on Airport Highway near Holloway Road in, you know where that is, right? Check them out online. The number five, themayotoledo.com. That's the number five, D-E-M-A-Y-O, Toledo.com. And